everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, hey, what should they reboot next?
This week, there's been a little bit of whispers that Avengers, the MCU, is going to be doing a soft or hard reboot, depending on who you ask, after the Secret Wars, so that they can make their storytelling less
crazy.
And maybe convoluted. More satisfying.
Yeah, okay.
Which is like, look, fair enough.
Yeah, about probably a smart idea. Funny. Funny that that's happening, but it's probably a smart idea.
Is that just like, we really cooked the last two
I guess
I
so.
I think it would just be like, they need a reason, because of the storytelling they're telling.
Yeah.
On like the way they've built this entire cinematic universe. Mm. They need a definitive point to be a reason why characters don't come back.
That's true.
Reboot is just to like,
but it's also funny because you're just prolonging. It's going to happen again.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Well, it's because also their contract, you got to remember actors' contracts are getting, because they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll sign this $10 million a movie deal, but oh, the movie's made $1 billion? Well, yeah, I want $40 million now.
Thank you very much. It just seems so crazy that they're like, yeah, we're going to do the MCU, we're going to build this whole universe on a flawed medium. Because that's, comic books, it's just, they're convoluted. It's not, 60, 80 years
it's gonna
of
happen.
Garbage.
Yeah.
And that's like, it can, because I don't need to pay an actor. I can simply draw the same guy.
Drawing Spider-Man's
and
free,
the
baby.
The trick with comic books is you don't even need to pay the artist fairly.
No. Yeah, of course
Who
not.
Cares? Just bully them in the workplace.
Yeah, what's that? Your thing that you created has made me so much money, but hey, we paid you $200 time back in 1972, so
hey,
I don't know why you're complaining
about
it.
Think of an iconic character. Perfect. Yeah. That's mine now. Here's $50.
What's that? Oh, you made Thanos? Oh, okay.
I sold him for $50 million.
Yeah. What did
that's
you make?
Cool.
A fucking
cool.
can of
What's
coke.
What's that? You're not coming to the screening.
Yeah. Of course you're not invited. You're just the motherfucker who made Thanos.
Yeah. How many of you fuckos have cancer and need GoFundMes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All of you.
That's concerning.
Yeah. Our office.
Something was wrong.
Our office
at the
was,
office.
Our office was irradiated.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's real sad and suspicious.
So, yeah, I guess like when you look back at what Hollywood's been doing recently, we got a lot of legacy sequels, but they're starting to stink.
Yes, that is true.
Obviously, it's
any legacy sequel apart from I'm thinking like Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
but most seem to not do well. Like by and
well,
large,
I think
Dominion made a billion.
Dominions,
Dominions,
not Dominions. Dominion.
But it wasn't a good film.
No, it was critically panned and everyone hated it, but it made $1 billion.
Okay. Indiana Jones. Now, let me see. That was critically panned.
Yeah.
And
panned is probably a bit harsh.
But
I would
it was
say
not beloved.
Not beloved.
I would say mixed because apparently it's quite miserable.
That's funny.
Yeah, apparently it's like a real downer of a movie.
Yeah, well, I didn't
awesome.
See it.
Awesome, yeah.
But now I might.
Yeah, that has made it more appealing for some reason.
But yeah, that didn't do well.
No, it made no money.
Mm. Has the idea, because like the idea of a legacy sequel is often...
The Flash, in many ways, is a legacy sequel to Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. And that way I was beloved.
Hated by millions.
Not seen by even more.
Is a legacy sequel even, like, because often a legacy sequel, not always, but often it's like a passing of the torch, right? Like that comes up quite a bit in legacy sequels.
Sometimes, yeah.
Does that ever work?
Well, I think what has happened with legacy sequels that we're seeing now, before we get to reboots, is that a lot of legacy sequels, the first one is successful.
Yeah.
Or good. Or both.
Yeah.
So then they're like, okay, let's make a sequel to this legacy sequel. Mm. So like something like The Force Awakens.
Oh yeah, true. Of course.
Enjoyable film. Yeah. I have a good time. When I go back to it, I'm like, I still like this.
Yeah
it's a bit of a rebooty sort of thing, but it's also a legacy sequel. Then they make a sequel, The Last Jedi. I'm like, this still fucking rocks.
Yeah.
But then you get The Rise of Skywalker. I'm like, oh, okay, you fucked
it. Oh, no. Yeah.
And like even movies like... Well, I mean, like, Dominion kind of falls into that category. I mean, I think that Jurassic World, the first one, sucks ass.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all pretty bad. But at least they're crazy.
Yeah.
There's the Frankenstein bit at the end of the second one. That's pretty cool.
I'm sad I never saw Dominion because I never found out if there was a dinosaur that is the Joker.
I think that is what they promised. Yeah. This dinosaur has no empathy like the Joker. Brother, a horse has no empathy. That doesn't mean shit. Is every horse the Joker? Are you stupid?
Yeah, is every horse the Joker, though? That's a good question.
Horse would bite you, wouldn't even think twice. So in a way, yeah.
See, the trick with horses, though, is that they're in a prison of their own mind. They can jump that fence.
Oh, that's true.
They can jump that fence and they can kick me in the head. They often do. And it shows.
Yeah, we got to thank God every day for the fence in the horse's brain. You know? They'd kill you all if they had the chance.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, so I guess that's the thing. Like, you can kick off a legacy sequel series, or you can try and do that, soft reboot. Yeah. But very rarely,
Has there been really, any good legacy sequel where it is passing the torch?
Even
Top Gun Maverick, where it's just, passing of the torch.
Yeah.
But not really.
Because that's
it's like, it could have been, but, I want to see Maverick's cutscene.
Because I think it might have been easier in a past era of the movies, but in today's, recast Luke Skywalker sort of movie-going audience doesn't want any change.
Well, that's a problem,
Well,
right?
I guess it depends on what you mean by successful and by passing of the torch, because a lot of the time, movies that aren't successful in doing it, it's because they pass the torch at the end of the movie and then make a sequel.
Yeah.
And the sequel stinks, but the movie where they actually pass the torch is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I mean it is the passing of the torch where it's like, hey, the mantle that I was, I'm giving it to you, and then they go on and do a thing, and it's great.
The new Indiana Jones is Indiana Jones's daughter for three movies that are beloved.
Yeah.
The new...
Or it's like, hey, I'm Batman, I'm Batmaning, I'm too old now, now I'm doing a Batman Beyond. Here is the Cow, you be Batman, that's right, Nightwing or whatever.
Yeah.
Your name is Robin.
I don't think it works. I think it's a beautiful idea that movie
they
execs
trying.
Have because they're like, oh, then
that?
I don't have to pay Harrison Ford anymore.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, Superman Returns? Oh, he's Brandon Bruce. He's playing the same one as Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
We hate this. We hate it.
You don't like
bad.
It.
We didn't like it.
You will not let us
was
pass
passing
the torch.
The torch? Not really. He's got a kid, though.
Has it worked in any of MCU's Phase 4 passing
Whoa,
the torch phase?
Would you say it works in Force Awakens?
Yeah, but I would say that's not really a passing of the whole trilogy is about the torch passing, and I don't think it.
They didn't even attempt. They kind of attempted to pass the torch, but not really.
Yeah.
They went to pass the torch and they just held on.
They just held on.
Give it back.
Actually, it's a funny passing of the torch series because it sets up passing the torch.
Yeah.
Then The Last Jedi rejects the torch, but then The Rise of Skywalker takes the torch back.
No.
Well, if you don't want it, I'll have it then. That's basically what that movie does.
Force Awakens is like, you can shove this torch up your ass. We're doing our own thing. And Rise of Skywalker is like, well, fine, we're taking it back.
Yeah. So, again, if it had been like, hey, we're going to pass the torch, and then it was the rejection of that torch. And
literally,
like,
Luke throws it over his shoulder.
Yeah,
and then
which
it was
is
there,
awesome.
Like, all right, let's do our own thing. But it wasn't. It's like, no, that torch is good. Give me that torch back.
Why do you hate the torch?
Palpatine's back and he's actually...
Yeah.
He's a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Also, he's your daddy's daddy.
Yeah. And
or
you
mommy's
guys...
daddy? I don't know.
You're a Force dyad.
Yeah.
What?
I was in Fortnite.
The fuck?
Anyway, say your name is my name. Go on.
Yeah.
You can be a Skywalker.
That's the perfect ending of that movie.
Put your
Rey
lightsabers in the ground.
Skywalker.
Lady, I don't care. Why are you staring off in the middle distance? Yeah. I'm over here.
I answered my question.
Take it so long to answer me.
It is pretty funny that, Star Wars, I guess, has had this problem before, but I would say that this is a far more substantial version of this.
Yeah.
To have, a long-running franchise like that, where canon is quite important, just have one movie that sucks.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, we can't... If we make the decision to try and, change the canon a bit.
Yeah,
and
we gotta work.
Everyone will be so angry at us.
And it's so funny as well, it stopped movies. That movie was so bad, it stopped Star Wars movies from happening. They were like, we gotta step back for a minute, take a freaking break.
And now Jack Black's in The Mandalorian with Lizzo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's pretty good though.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I don't know why people seem to care so much about canon. Maybe it's just coming from a long-time X-Men fan.
Yeah.
It's just who cares? You enjoy this now. Dickhead, and I'm like, I
do think that it kind of needs to make. I think that if you are reboooting something or whatever,
yeah,
you do need to make that clear, because as someone that worked in a cinema for 16 years, the regular, like, average moviegoer, Joe, Joe Movies.
Joe Movies.
Dumb as fucking shit.
Dumb as a bag of rocks,
And yeah, like, if things don't connect, you need to pretty much, every sequel needs to work on if the person vaguely remembers the movie to they have saw it yesterday.
But it's funny because I think the idea of movie canon wasn't a thing that was as important until stuff like the MCU and Star Wars started happening. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, Star Wars has been around for a while, but you know what I mean? Where, like, previously you're like, oh yeah, this is the sequel to the movie that came before.
Yeah.
And in the 80s,
a lot of the time,
it didn't matter. There was no canon. You got Gremlins fucking 2. You know what I mean?
Or you've just got a sequel that's just like, hey, the same event of the first one happens, but to different people.
Yeah, exactly. And or to the same people, but in space now.
Yeah.
And you were like, hell yeah, brother, the 80s rules.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, hey, that big worm is back. Also, I am Kevin Bacon. I'm not Kevin, but shut up.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe the same guy.
Enjoy Tremors. Okay. Brother, I will.
I will.
Tremors does rule.
It is very good.
It's a good movie. But yeah, but then I feel like with stuff where they're like, these movies take place in the same cinematic universe rather than, like, as direct sequels to one another, all of a sudden you're like, where's Captain America in Iron Man? And you don't want to be the guy asking that.
No.
That's humiliating.
Yeah.
Like, again, watching, like, all the X-Men films and how they just kept bouncing around and all this kind of stuff, where it's like,
that's true.
But how can Kelsey Grammer be Beast in Beast form when Hank McCoy was on the TV talking about it? I don't understand it. This movie makes no sense now. How can Peter Dinklage play a Sentinel creating man in the 80s when he was a different guy in X-Men 1? I don't like this. I can't understand this.
Freaking out.
You don't need to worry about it. Just focus on the fact these movies made by a pedophile and stop watching them.
That'll suck you right.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But yeah, I don't think the legacy sequel, I don't think the passing of the torch works. I don't think it's a thing you can do.
Yeah, no.
You gotta do is what they used to do, where you're like, it's a new Star Wars movie about different guys. Because if you
Star Wars movie. It's the Ewoks and there's two kids. Enjoy. You watch their family die.
Yeah.
This is traumatizing me, but okay, I will.
Well, you know, like, you just do a new. I don't know where we decided we needed to have the main character tell the new main character and the audience that this was the new main character.
Or it's like, this has to connect so well.
Well, it's the, just, you know, like,
it
just, yeah.
It doesn't need to.
It's kind of like if you had Iron Man turn up in Captain America and be like, he's the main character of this movie now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're the new Iron Man, buddy.
That, I mean, they do that. They do pass the torch in Endgame.
Oh, that's true. They do
it
too.
It happened, like, the last 20 minutes of that movie is just every character passing the torch to someone. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, Captain America's like, here's a shield. I'm giving it to... I can't split it in half.
Yeah.
Yield it.
Black Widow passes the torch by jumping off a cliff.
Yeah,
smart.
That's true.
Smart.
Wise move. Yeah.
Someone's going to fall off that cliff.
Yeah. She's not wrong. Yeah. Well, probably be better if it was Hawkeye.
Yeah, to be
honest.
He's, you know, already so
sad. Or you push off the Red Skull.
Yeah. Send him.
I love you, Red Skull.
it is Red Skull.
Anyway, so I guess legacy sequels don't work. So let's swing back around. Let's start making reboots again.
Let's reboot some stuff.
Because I reckon, maybe we're good at making movies now. I can't say that.
That's not true.
Yeah. If anything, the last couple of years we got worse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe it was due to terrible working conditions and the fact that studios are dog shit.
Potentially.
So you got to think like a studio, right?
Okay.
You got to think like, dangerous. All right.
I'm a white old man.
Yeah.
And genuinely, my heyday was probably in the 80s when I was doing a lot of cocaine and no one was saying no to me.
Nice. No nose.
Hence why we greenlit Willow to rounding applause. Is that currently being pulled?
There was a cowboy in it. I know that much.
What's the Willow series? Because no one knows because it's unavailable to view anywhere now.
Uh-huh.
It didn't get a physical release.
so...
And it doesn't exist on the streaming service it was released
it's
on.
It's gone forever.
But it's still owned by that streaming service, so...
Where is it?
Where's gone. Willow?
Where's Willow? Willow's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm like, well, the reason that Willow wasn't successful is because it wasn't as memorable as my beloved franchise, The NeverEnding Story.
Oh,
let's
hot dog.
Reboot that Luck Dragon.
NeverEnding Story. You know what you got about with NeverEnding Story, and I think this is important as well.
It's too earnest.
Well, no, but that doesn't matter.
Kids would want that dragon dead.
That dragon has horrible human lips. Yeah. I just remember about that movie. But you got when you're making a reboot of a classic 80s franchise, you're not banking on people even really remembering the movie.
No.
It's just the brand recognition.
100%.
And everybody remembers being like, I love NeverEnding Story as a kid, even though that movie ends with a little boy yelling, Moonchild! At a library window.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Atreyu. Atreyu. A horse dies in that film. It
that
rules.
Is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Drowns in mud.
Yeah, the bog of farts? No, that's Labyrinth. There's a bog of farts in Labyrinth.
I haven't seen Labyrinth, nor have I seen NeverEnding Story,
because
I fear that I would have the same reaction to what I imagine children of the present will have, which is, I hate all of these characters, and I wish that dragon with human lips would die.
Well, how? Because when you reboot it, you got to make it cynical for today's audience.
And also, fantasy is out at the moment, so that's also a dangerous move.
Yeah, but exactly. So you got to think again. You got to think like
an exact
studio. You got to think like I put a Billy into a Lord of the Rings show that no one cared or watched. That looks worse than the Lord of the Rings that we put at like what 100 million?
Or
200 million in?
Are you pitching the NeverEnding Story as a movie, or this is also popular at the moment.
Amazon Prime original series.
Amazon Prime original series means you could probably extend it to multiple. You could pitch multiple seasons. You could certainly.
Well, you got to think like, right? Do you reboot it? And like, so it's like, you know, it's the whole thing again. It's the whole like, you know, we're going from, you know, the story one, right?
Yeah, okay.
Or is it like, no, we're making a legacy sequel.
That's not a reboot.
It's just like, well, I know, but you got to think stupid.
What would be worse?
What would be worse?
In many ways, when asked to pitch a reboot, pitching not a reboot is maybe genius.
It's the most exact move there is.
You got to think exact, right? Yeah. You got to be like, yeah, we could. I'm like, well, yeah, we could reboot, you know, NeverEnding Story, but I want to know what happens when Atreyu gets old like me.
I imagine as well at this point.
Isn't Atreyu with the dead horse? Oh, yeah. Atreyu isn't
Thank
getting
God
old.
Thank God we've got you in the board meeting.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, he also has to make a movie about what happened to Atreyu when it's old, so we just filmed a horse skeleton.
No, I meant the boy. What's the boy?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
But at this point in the production, there would already be three press releases that have come out, one announcing it as a movie and a reboot, and then another being like, oh no, it's actually a legacy sequel about the horse.
It's a reboot, and like someone comes in like, oh, I'm playing Atreyu. Wasn't that the horse?
I'm the boy. What's happening with the NeverEnding?
Well, I guess like it can be a reboot and a legacy sequel. Movies do this.
Yeah.
Like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. not the most hated one. But the next hated one.
Okay, so let me just say, first of all, all opinions on the table. Ghostbusters 2016 is the second best Ghostbusters movie by a substantial margin. Ghostbusters 2 is worse. Uh-huh. And then Ghostbusters Afterlife is abysmal.
Yeah.
I've seen one Ghostbuster.
I watched all four.
I feel like I've seen Ghostbusters 2 like 5 times for some reason.
I think maybe is that the one with the big mellow guy?
That's the first one.
Okay, because I reckon I've seen that end like sequence like so many times growing up.
I've seen the whatever one with the sewers full of pink gack.
I've seen that one too.
There's a man in a painting.
Yeah, that's the second one.
His name's possibly Groswald.
Yeah, I want to say
it's Groswald.
Like Grong.
It starts with a G, like his name's Grong. Groswell. Oh,
sure,
okay.
It's not like a Grong.
A B C D E F G.
Yeah. Grong.
A G-Rom.
G-Rom?
No.
Raul? I can't remember his fucking
name. That sounds more like a Stargate.
You're thinking of Gozer from the first one. Gyoza?
Goza. No, Goza
like
and...
a delicious dumpling?
Yeah. Goza and Zool in the first one.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true. The gatekeeper and the key master?
Yeah, and they have to fuck.
That's awesome. Ghostbusters used to be
dog
horny.
Alien looking creature.
Yeah,
thing.
I think that's the...
That's them.
That's them.
Yeah. When they fuck, they become dogs.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
And then wow. That happens again in... It happens again in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
That's stupid.
Where it's Paul Rudd and...
Do they fuck
the
down?
Mom. Yeah, and then they become dogs again.
I'm glad they fuck
because it's the same characters again. Because yeah. What? We got fucking four Ghostbusters movies. Why not make three of them about the same fucking cunt guys?
So it because that's a legacy and a reboot.
Yeah.
It's not really a reboot. Okay. It's constantly referenced. It doesn't do what reboots or like what legacy sequels that like try... Sorry, reboots are trying to trick you into being like, oh, this is a fresh start. Oh, actually, it is connected. Does
yeah?
It, from the get go, it's pretty much like the opening scene is Egon.
Oh yeah, that's getting a sequel too.
Yeah,
yeah,
can't wait. We'll see it. Hopefully, it's good. They're at 1.5 out of 4 so far.
Grim,
so
grim stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, so I guess Neverending Story, I reckon you could definitely do like a reboot.
How much money are you putting into it?
Oh, you got to put so much, right?
Yeah. What is your budget for the Neverending Story Amazon original TV series?
Well, the
series?
Smart idea is the more money you put into it, the more money you're paying yourself.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, I don't think...
One Billy.
Yeah, I don't think you could do a Billy, because I think that would be bad PR.
And what about this, though? If I'm a guy in the marketing meeting, I say, hey, we say we're pumping a lot of money into this.
Yeah.
People think, wow, it's going to be good.
That's true.
If you say it's a $40 million budget,
could,
$50 million budget.
You can say, like, you know, granted, sure, like Amazon put in a Billy for Lord of the Rings, but you know what franchise that really deserves that kind of respect?
Neverending Story, Atreyu, the dead horse. I think Atreyu's the man, thinking about it now.
Yeah.
No, Atreyu is almost certainly the horse. I know this because there's a band. The man is called Atreyu, yeah.
We should have listened to Joel Dusha in the board meeting.
He fucked us up. Now we've got to do a press release where we're like, sorry, we kept calling him the horse. Shadowfax?
Yeah, like, no, that's like Gandalf's facts, horse. Like, no, that's Gandalf.
Gandalf's horse.
I was thinking of Gandalf as well.
What the fuck's his horse's name? He screams it. Horse! What's he saying? Horse, don't die in the mud! No, fuck, shit!
I love when they call horse horse.
Horse!
Ah, horse, why'd you gotta die so well?
Dying in the bog of sadness. Horse, sweet horse.
I miss you, horse, so much.
What's horse name, Dusha?
Artax?
Artax! Kind of right, we were. We were. We were set up on the money. Artax!
I'm Atreyu!
Horse!
Don't die in the
swamp! And the horse is like, boy!
I hate the swamp of sadness! Dying in the swamp of sadness blows. Like, I mean...
Well, I mean, if you're going to die somewhere.
Yeah, might as well die in a bog. I'd rather die in the bog of farts from Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's a little puppet that rides a dog in that bog of farts. It's full of, little...
speaking of, I mean, like, again,
anuses, go on.
Labyrinth and Neverending Story, it's like, yeah, very similar
vibes, yeah.
Similar vibes. You could honestly, what we're saying about one could be said for the other.
Neverending Story is smarter though, because Labyrinth, everyone's going to be like, you can't recast David.
I know, but that's what I was going to ask. If you're doing Labyrinth, do you have an equivalent in the modern day?
Well,
Harry Styles.
Well, no, see, you got Jennifer Connelly.
Okay,
she come back.
She's the new Goblin King.
She's the Goblin Queen.
Goblin Queen Jennifer Connelly, dance magic dance.
Oh my God, magic, are they going to be like the? Wait, is Jennifer Connelly?
She's
good?
What?
Is she good in...
Yeah, she's like...
Yeah, she's
the
main girl.
She's the one trying to save the baby.
Oh, wait, in Labyrinth, not in Neverending Story.
No.
Which one are you rebooting?
Pay attention!
We started discussing the other one.
Yeah.
Why?
I was saying that, honestly, whatever you're saying for one could be said for the other.
No, yeah. I was there for that bit.
And then we moved on to Labyrinth. That's not hard
so
to follow.
You're rebooting Labyrinth now.
We're discussing a potential Labyrinth.
I don't think that's a good idea, because I think that has terrible... like. The PR will be bad immediately. It'll
reckon?
Go sour straight away.
Why?
David Bowie is loved too much.
Yeah.
If people will be like, like I just said, you can't recast him. And then if you're like, we're bringing back Jennifer Connelly, and I'll be like, it'll be weird without David Bowie.
But Jennifer Connelly, we recast her in David Bowie's role in the
that's
movie.
That's a terrible idea.
She is.
When's
the
that
Goblin
ever worked?
Well, none of it works.
this is the thing. We're not trying to pitch a good thing.
Yeah. No, I know. I understand.
I'm trying to think with exec brain right now.
Yeah, and I'm just letting you know that with exec brain, you've announced this.
Yeah.
Haters have come out in full force.
You could do something where it's like,
he died died tragically, and now you're spitting on his image.
We say it's to honor his legacy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You honor his legacy.
Yeah.
And you say we are not.
Why?
Wait a second.
Girl!
Oh yeah, good point. Are we coming out and being like, but don't worry, we're not going to use Bowie's like image at all.
No, we say we are using his image.
Using Bowie's
image. Yes, absolutely. We're using Bowie's image. Of course.
Okay. Okay.
And what about this? We say we've cut some stuff together from archival footage to put in the movie.
Well, this is crazy.
Archival footage and a new song.
Yes.
Well, that's crazy. It's a reboot. You don't need to do any of this.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but it's
But there's like little Easter eggs too, you know, for David Bowie.
For the Bowie heads.
Yeah.
Including
to pay respect.
Yeah.
Look, Neverending Story, if I'm people that are approving what you're pitching,
yeah.
Neverending Story, I think about Labyrinth, I stamp, big rubber stamp. No.
Labyrinth.
No,
but also directed by Jim Henson, who's also dead. What are you guys doing?
Well, his son's around.
His son was famously fired because everyone fucking hated him.
He made that Muppet Detective film that no one
liked. Get out of my office. Never, I'm denying Neverending Story now just out of spite. Yeah, don't touch Labyrinth.
Yeah. Okay, alright.
But I reckon you could.
I think it's going to happen at some point. But fair enough, we'll
go back to Neverending Story. Because I reckon you could just, you'd make, you'd be terrible. You'd make the Luck Dragon like a CGI fuckfest. Yeah. It'd be terrible. You'd have to age up everybody, I reckon.
Well, so I think if you're doing a legacy sequel, you have Atreyu is in the Neverending Story land, and you make it a TV series, and half of it is for some reason set in a high school.
Oh, yeah.
Because Atreyu...
Oh, yeah, yeah. The kid... Is
whatever
the,
his name yeah, is. He's like Moonchild,
the,
whatever.
Yeah, he's like a teacher or something now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like maybe even teaches literature or...
Because with the Neverending Story, the premise is the old man in the bookstore gives him a book that is the Neverending Story, and then he reads it in the library and... Mm. Kind of goes there, but kind of watches as the main character.
Yeah.
So basically, you would need
and
to
it's
have
like a whole thing like
there's
it
like
just keeps you know perpetuating.
Sexy Riverdale teens are having sexy teen adventures. One of them's bullied. Him as a teacher gives them the Neverending Storybook, and then it's like a sort of weird teen fantasy.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I reckon, yeah, you're right. It wouldn't maybe not like a 100% like oh yeah that's this you know we're following that what happened to that kid like he's just now the old man.
Yeah. Because that's also the lazy trick of the legacy sequel is to be like
that works for reboots as well.
Yeah,
which is again.
What we're doing.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
So
well,
that's, we're having
that's
our
good.
Cake, and guess what? We're eating it too.
Yeah, have a reboot where it follows the same plot, but the old man character is actually the character from the original movie.
Because then people can feel clever when they realize.
Like, oh, it's the same universe!
Oh, my God! Easter egg, you know? Oh, yeah, we love The Mummy now because that references the same book that Brendan Fraser had.
Yes, sir!
Yeah.
And then he goes into Labyrinth. Now, Neverending Story, whatever that land was called.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of that was that the nothing is coming, and the nothing is going to make everything sad
and
depressed.
It's very existential.
It's about adulthood.
Kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, we could probably do that again, but this time maybe to do with, like, maybe some, again, we're going to chuck some portals in there.
What if the nothing is technology? Like, it's being on your phone. And it's like no one's connecting because everyone's on their phone all the time and Instagram makes people sad.
the nothing, it's connecting but not. Like, it's branching webs, but it's like,
because you got to think like an old man who's like, I don't know what my kid's doing on their phone. Yeah.
And fresh on the success of Ghostbusters Afterlife 2, we hire Jason Reitman to direct
because
he made Men, Women, and Children, which is the movie that came out in like 2017. All-star cast about how it's bad to go on your phone.
Yes! That's perfect!
Yeah,
and he's already
this.
Been on legacy sequels / reboot, so it's good.
Yeah, he has goodwill. Everyone loved Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Okay, how about instead of nothing, nothing, it's the everything. It's too much information.
It's too much coming.
It's everything's coming. It's like a, you know, we're kind of cribbing a little bit from like Annihilation, where it's just like this big thing and you're getting fucked up bears or whatever. It's like too much life!
And then you could have like, when they go to the city, the fantasy fantasy realm, but it's like, oh my god, it's like a city now, and there's pollution, and they've got to get rid of technology so everyone can go back to trad wife life, which is basically what the premise will be. How much money will this make? How much money will we lose? Because it's going to be, we're not making a profit.
Well,
a never-ending story. And how many seasons do we get?
Dark Crystal got one season and bombed spectacularly.
Yeah.
So I imagine Neverending Story will be lucky to get more
than
but one.
Dark Crystal, so Dark Crystal was a very earnest sequel to like the original Dark Crystal movie.
Which is also another reason why Labyrinth has never happened. In fact, they've tried to make a sequel to it twice recently and it's got
really pushed back.
Yeah.
But
they did your exact strategy with it. Like, Jennifer Connelly's involved.
I was thinking like
you had exact brain.
But the last mention of the movie was 2020, which is just after Dark Crystal came out. So I reckon Dark Crystal
probably
bombed and they were like, nope.
Ooh, yeah. Let's do this thing.
But what about
also involved Jim Henson's son, which people.
Oh my God. Whoa, you're two for two.
Wow. Damn. Thankfully, I went around the back and got kicked by a horse. Really put me in that mindset.
Yeah. But yeah, our Neverending Story is kind of a cynical, cheap, not very good take on it. Do we think we're still getting one season?
Yeah.
I think we could get pushed to two. We're canceled then, and nobody watches the second season. But I think we could get pushed to two.
You understand that things usually get a second season when they're a bad idea but end up being good, not when they're a bad idea and are worse than they look.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you think
it might
making
accidentally be okay.
Yeah.
I reckon if you did it like a sexy Riverdale kind of thing, like, you know, we're making like an Archie's thing. Oh, okay, I guess you like this. And I reckon if you do it like that, where it's almost like an anthology. I'm ensemble cast.
Okay, yeah.
So you make it in an ensemble cast where it is like, you know, people having adventures in fantasy realm. And then you just kind
we
of
really
like
de-emphasize the fantasy realm.
Of course, no, because what you do now is you just do other book realms.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think you got to keep it Neverending Story. I think you go other book realms.
Neverending Story, you can have any story.
So you're saying we go to what, Sherlock Holmes all of a sudden?
Why not?
Kids don't care about Sherlock Holmes.
Fair enough.
Losing us the second season.
Oh my god, guys, look, I got another, after that adventure, I got another book.
Yeah.
The Hounds of Baskerville.
Shit. But yeah, you rather than going like, what do people want these days? Because the superhero, that's all we're getting, and that's like dying hard.
Big time.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That's
not for the youth.
Yeah. The youth want sexy, you know, they want Riverdale, they want freaking
witches.
No, what's that one?
The Idol?
No. Yeah, kids want the Idol, dude. What's that one's got fucking Zendaya in it?
Euphoria,
that's what kids want.
Mm-hmm. Kids hate that now. It fell off.
They liked it for a bit, though.
Yeah.
They're fickle.
They're fickle.
Now people use Euphoria to clown on Drake.
Because
Drake's an executive producer on that. Yeah.
Okay, so you got to think, well, exec brain. So really, it's not about what the youth care about. It's what I would care about if I was a child again. So I think it would be things like, we start going to the fantasy realm. We start doing that. But then we like open up those portals or whatever. And then it's like, oh, now it's pirate realm. I love Treasure Island. I miss being young. Now we're going to space.
I saw the second season. Yeah. That's where it drops off. That's where people
the worst idea could be that, where it's like you have the never-ending story, but it opens it up to like elements of sci-fi, elements of westerns, elements of like just,
I think
again,
that's
bad ideas.
Yeah, no.
I'm not trying
to
be like, this is a good idea. I need you.
Of course.
Because you both look at me like, dude, that's stupid. Yes, I am aware.
It's just actively so bad that there is no way that it does well. Because I know you're trying to be like, oh, it doesn't matter if it's bad, but
well, it's kind of like even fucking Westworld got how many seasons?
Yeah, but Westworld had a lot of goodwill from season one.
Westworld was like
and season two to a degree, and then I don't know what they did. Did you know, I've not seen the last season of Westworld, but a friend was telling me that in the last season, New York becomes a reverse Westworld where the robots get to do whatever they want to the people.
That's awesome.
Cool. What the hell? What are you doing, Westworld?
HBO also, if a season one or season two is huge, they often...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Couldn't give them a couple of seasons and just let it ride out.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, True Detective fell off for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. True, and that's
and
coming
season
back.
Season 3, great.
Yeah, yeah, season 3
season
was good.
Season 4's coming.
I reckon with our never-ending story, it gets a middle... first season scrapes on, though.
So wait, what would you do with the first season? Would you just kind of make it...
It's
like
just
almost
the never-ending
like
story, but horny.
Yeah. Yeah, horny, yeah. Never-ending story, where you start with... You have a bunch of these teens. Hey, they're nerdy, but they're not nerdy. One of them's, like, not a goth, because it's not the 2000s. But, you know...
but it might be.
They're like, one of them's a TikToker.
Yeah, they're like...
The other one vapes.
They're alt kids. They're alt kids, right?
One of them's really into sports multis.
You could be.
What else do teens like?
Wednesday, you could be like, nah, they're goth. One's a goth.
I think you got to make them alt. So you have one who's like a kind of like a Wednesday style goth, sort of equivalent.
What made Wednesday successful?
Well,
oh, it's spooky.
Yeah.
Actually, fantasy, you're going to be kind of fucked. Mm. But if you lean into like the kind of horror part.
Yeah. There is an element of horror to the never-ending story in a way.
The horse dies.
Yeah, and the nothing is kind of existentially terrifying.
So you're going to have to lean into that and make
every episode a horse dies. That's our guarantee.
We learned the wrong lesson.
You're going to have to lean further
the
into...
opening scene. Like the credits, the opening like sequence is basically like the scene from The Ring where the horse just jumps off a bridge and dies.
Or
a boat and dies.
Every member of the cast, when their name's listed in the credits, it's in the blood of a horse. Like somebody shoots a horse in the head and the blood splatters out. They took one... They really focused in on the horse.
They should borrow from the famous video game Shadow the Hedgehog, and every credit has the gunshot sound effect.
Yeah, but then add just a horse neighing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But yeah, I think if you want to make a never-ending story, you want it to do kind of well, emulating something like Wednesday mixed with like the success of like House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Make it horny, make it violent, make it fantasy, but probably don't go too hard fantasy.
No. It's light touches of fantasy.
It's like,
and you want to do that thing where you really kind of lean in on the existential element of it in a way where people can feel very clever when they watch it.
Yeah.
You can feel like by watching this TV show produced by Amazon, you get like the... Like a cheap version of, oh, I'm watching a kind of secret cult successful movie or TV show when it's not. It's
you're really leaning
on General Ortega. Yeah. I know she's in everything.
But you put her in it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Off the back of the success of the Scream movies coming back, another legacy sequel sort of thing. Wednesday, she's got time on her plate, probably.
Why not? But yeah, I reckon you could do something like that where it's like you have the ensemble cast and like, you know, they go into the fantasy and like some of them are like, in maybe they go back into real and they're like, we're using stuff from real to really help out fantasy because maybe, the problems of like, technology or whatever, but we can like research and like learn about history. You almost have like an element of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer where they have like their own like, you know, Giles or whatever to be like, oh, yes. Yeah,
that'd be a trait or whatever, the boy from the moon child
giving
them advice.
He's like, oh, this is what you got to do.
I think you got to make...
Maybe you got... Oh, The queen, the princess?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's missing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the plot of
the season. I think you need
one.
To do the thing that they do with every gritty Alice in Wonderland reboot, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's fallen to shit, and now it's violent and dark in the never-ending story realm.
Like, Alice Madness Returns.
Yeah.
Another video game.
There was a period of great prosperity, but then something happened. We don't know.
No.
Oh, mystery.
Now people are stabbing each other.
Then she's gone, and she's been replaced by not quite the nothing. It's like, you know, what's the everything?
What's going on?
Something happened to the where's our princess queen?
Yeah,
lady?
Yeah,
yeah.
And she, well, and big twist, she's in real.
Whoa, whoa.
Like in Barbie.
Yeah,
like in Barbie. Yeah, that's the wrong message we're taking.
Yeah,
yeah, like in Barbie.
Oh, people like when real fake things go real.
Yeah, so she goes
check,
real.
See Barbie.
Oh, and that's like a big maybe like a big reveal in like the penultimate episode.
And then I think
this person that we've like in the school because it's all set in the school.
Yeah,
like you know, like that person like a background character, a side character, and that's going to be revealed to be like, oh my, that's the princess.
And I think as well, we've released a press release where we're like, the second season really focuses in on the school, and everybody at this point is like, oh, I kind of liked it in the fantasy realm, and that's when it drops off.
Yeah.
We're like, second season mostly in the school.
Yeah, they just fast forwarded to get to like the school bits and really like that. Like, they really nailed that, like, edgy dark fantasy was great. And then, we're focusing on the school.
Oh, okay.
Hey, speaking of reboots, every time you reboot your computer, I get frightened, Jackson, because you look up horrible things.
I consider myself an explorer.
We're born, like, what, too late to explore the new world? We're born too early to explore the
space,
but you know what I can explore?
The perfect time.
The internet.
You are the first internet explorer.
I am the internet explorer, but you know what? I can do it as much as I want. I'm safe. You know why I'm safe?
Why?
I use freaking Nord. VPN, dude.
Oh, shit.
It is my shining suit of armor.
Magellan and all that, they were afraid of bears.
Yeah.
Us? Nothing.
It is my shield. It is my sword.
It is my light. It is my home.
Yeah, Nord.
It is my
VPN.
North Star.
Yeah,
my guiding light.
It is.
Well, it is smart to use the fastest VPN in the world that has no buffering or lagging while streaming and stops, and this is important for you, stops your ISP from bandwidth throttling and presumably from seeing what you're doing, which I cannot stress enough, Jackson. I'm so glad you're using it.
Yes, exactly. It's very necessary for me.
For the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can watch sporting events, TV shows, and films that aren't available in your region by switching your virtual location to a country that is showing the event with NordVPN. That's awesome for me, a regular person.
And it's really good for me, a man married to someone who is British and likes to watch British shows that make no sense to me.
Exactly. And the price is the kind
of... All right, Governor, who's left out the beans?
Yeah. Oh, no, what happened to me plums? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and then...
BBC's longest running...
Yeah.
Welcome to the BBC's Beans and Plum Hour.
This has been screening for 37 years.
The only thing that competes with us is the Archers.
Beans and plums together. That's part of the shock that they would have beans and plums on the same plate.
Every episode. It's
48 seasons.
Yeah. Well, if you want to watch Beans and Plums, or if you want to download or look at whatever you want, or maybe simply just watch a movie that is on Netflix in the UK, but you live in Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sign up to a NordVPN, and currently Nord are running a discount until the 12th of September that gives you 68% off plus 3 months extra for free for the 2-year plan.
That's 2 years of beans and plums. That's 2 years of heinous internet, all for the price of a cup of coffee.
That's a wild, wild deal. So to grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless. You can receive an extra 4 months for free, and there is no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box. That's nordvpn.com/baseless.
Enjoy the latest offering of beans and plums.
Or,
I hear this one, they find a pip.
Or alternatively, not safe for life, lost media. Pick your poison with NordVPN.
You can. Speaking of filth, did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
What?
Yeah, it can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses. It's just gross.
Mm.
Yeah, Miracle Made, miracle like the thing Jesus does, and Made, M-A-D-E, like I made this bed disgusting because me and my wife can't stop eating spaghetti in bed and she's messy. And I'm messier.
Don't
That's
eat in bed.
That's a real problem, yeah.
No, I mean, it's delicious.
No, I eat in bed
I'm never
too,
gonna
I
stop. I'm never gonna stop.
Eating a bed's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll Hey, who am I to judge?
Damn right. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry.
Yeah, that's because they use silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, whom I love.
Whoa!
Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get a better sleep every night.
Plus, the fact that they're infused with silver means that these sheets prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth.
And werewolves.
And werewolves. They do prevent werewolves. Thank God. If that's something you're stressed about, you're lying in bed, you're like,
it is something I am concerned about every full moon.
Is a werewolf going to freaking get me tonight? Not going to happen with Miracle Made. They say, because they are infused with silver, they stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors, less laundry, more time spent napping and protecting yourself from werewolves.
Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable, but without the high price tag of other luxury brands, so they feel nice, if not nicer, than some used by 5-star hotels.
Whoa. Stop sleeping on bacteria. It doesn't love you, and you deserve better. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. As someone who used to have severe acne, I wish I had these growing up.
Me too. I had bad acne as a kid as well.
Yeah, man, yeah. I wouldn't have all these damn back scars. Anyway, sleep clean with Miracle Made.
So go to trymiracle.com/baseless, that's B-A-S-E-L-E-S-S, to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo baseless at checkout, check this out, you get 3 free towels and you save an extra 20%.
Miracle Made is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. It's the perfect system.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code baseless, that's B-A-S-E-L-E-S-S, to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle Made,
for sponsoring this episode.
We did that in perfect harmony.
Yeah. We should start a band.
Yeah.
No, let's keep doing our podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you do pretty well. Maybe 2 or 3 seasons. I think that your original pitch, horrible, but you really pull it together there in the
Thanks,
end.
Man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
man.
The thing that I think is due for a reboot and something that I think that if they applied the Bad Boys formula to, would make a lot of money.
Okay.
And I think this is not a series. It's a series. Well, it's not a streaming series. Yeah. It's a series of films. And that is Thunderbirds.
Oh! Thunderbirds is back.
Sweaty puppets.
Sweaty puppets.
Puppets gone. It's live action.
Okay.
But it's not teens. Last time they did it, they tried teens. Yeah, they were like, oh, I'm a teen and I'm going to go visit my uncle that's one of the Tracys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fuck that off. It's just about the Tracys.
Okay, when was Thunderbirds big?
The 60s.
Yeah,
okay.
But
there was a new cartoon.
Crucially, everybody kind of knows a bit about the Thunderbirds. A
little bit.
That's all you need for
Moon
a reboot.
Base 1 or something?
No. There's Thunderbird 5.
Yeah, no shit about
There's that one by the same guy. It's not Thunderbirds, but I love it's because it's crazy, called like Johnny 5 or something, which is about a little boy that a professor does experiments on, and when he, it's something like the boy goes in this capsule, and then he can possess the body of anybody in the real world, and then whenever he does that, he just rains violence down upon, like, it's like so fucked up.
Is that also a super marionette?
Yeah,
thing?
It's another one, and it's like the only episode I've seen, he goes into like a fighter jet and just starts blowing all these people up, and the little kid, his face, his puppet face, is just so traumatized.
That's awesome.
His life is true hell. Johnny something, I forget what it's called.
I'm trying to find
Johnny 5 or something.
Something like that. It's good stuff.
It's a live action Thunderbirds.
Yeah. You just take the MCU tone. Yeah. It's like action comedy.
Oh, very quippy. So what was the point of Thunderbirds? Because I actually don't know much about it.
They're just like a global, they're pretty much the Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a group of very rich people that work together, they're all brothers, work together to protect the world.
Yeah.
And they... So they get called out to big global disasters and prevent them.
Do they have powers? Do they have like a mech suit? Are they Iron Man?
They have vehicles.
Yeah.
So they have Thunderbird like 1 to 6 or something?
Like, is it like a Voltron-y type thing?
No, they're just individual vehicles.
They're like rockets and super rockets, super planes, super cars, that kind of thing. Great for toys. Very good for toys.
Michael Bay, I'm feeling, should direct
this. Oh, a Michael Bay Thunderbirds would get me excited, yeah. To be honest.
So there's 5 Thunderbirds, yeah. But then there's also Lady Penelope... Brains, mm-hmm. Who's like their Q.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, what's Lady Penelope's driver's name?
I don't know, dude. You're the Thunderbirds guy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's got the best head! Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember. Who getting the best head? I just think that, like, so I'll read you the premise just off Wikipedia of the series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Set between 2065 and 2067, Thunderbirds follows the exploits of the Tracy family, headed by American industrialist and ex-astronaut Jeff Tracy. Jeff is a widower with 5 adult sons, Scott, mm-hmm. John, Virgil, Gordon, and Alan. Mm-hmm. The Tracys make up the International Rescue, a secret organization founded to save human life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're aided in this mission by technologically advanced air, sea, land, and space vehicles that are called into service when conventional rescue methods prove ineffective. The most important of these vehicles are the 5 Thunderbird machines, each assigned to one of the 5 Tracy brothers.
Okay.
So do they have a villain,
the Thunderbirds? Yeah, they've got the Hood.
Oh, okay, great. That's like, because I was like, I don't think people will be...
Just like if they're just floating around.
If it's like a Captain, not even Captain Planet, if it's like, there's a flood happening, the Thunderbirds are coming in.
No, but you can use that as like a setup.
Yeah, if it's like a flood's happening, now the Thunderbirds have to go in and stop Hood.
Yeah.
Now, is it a series of movies?
Parker is the old guy's name that I forgot the name of.
He's getting the best head.
yeah. Parker rocks.
So if...
He's like an Alfred. But he's,
In your series of movies, you got to start. Are you starting with an origin movie how they all come together?
One of the brothers turns a certain age, or maybe even start with the
Start with like the father, and it's like the death of the
death of the wife, raising 5 sons alone, and then maybe a bit of a time jump, and then I guess the time jump would have to be. It's fine for the first movie to be their first mission.
Yeah.
But it is hard to figure out how to jump.
You could do this, I don't think is a good idea, but if I'm thinking with exec brain, you pull the Ghostbusters Afterlife where one of them, or the brothers, inherit the Thunderbirds Island or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I never knew what Dad was doing in here. The big sheet off Thunderbird 1.
I don't know.
That's right.
I just don't know if because again, it's a bit... far in the past just to do a straight up legacy sequel.
Yeah.
I think like a reboot does make more sense because I reckon you could easily do it between like, the dad and the mum and the 5 boys.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're young and they're at home or whatever. And it's like the parents setting it up and like the parents doing something and they're like your spy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then like she tragically dies on the mission and then it's like, now the grieving father and
he'd start drinking.
Oh, yes, definitely.
He's now got to like, take up and like, and then he starts the whole Thunderbolts in her Thunderbolts. Thunderbirds.
Yeah, yeah.
Thunderbirds.
yeah. In her name. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if her name was Thunderbird Tracy?
Yeah. Also, her nickname was Thunderbird Tracy.
So you're taking the kind of action comedy approach to it?
So in the series, it probably also helps that they're puppets.
Yeah.
Not a lot of like fist fights or gunplay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just like the ship
being
in a bad situation and they have to think and they get out of it, basically. Mm. So like... a spaceship is sabotaged. Oh, fuck, that's a stressful one. Or you could even focus it on just one Thunderbird.
Well, I was wondering if you do, like, one vehicle at a time for the movies.
I don't think you can do that because it becomes way too obvious, and then you get the Fantastic Beast situation.
True.
Where they're like, they've announced 5 movies, and they're like, we're making 5. And then they make 3, and they're like, that's as many as we definitely always wanted to make. And everyone's like, but what about this interview?
You're
like,
yeah.
Huh? No.
Sorry, I've gone deaf. Yeah.
There's a lot of, like legit legitimately stressful and well done Thunderbirds episodes, and because the original episodes are like long,
yeah,
Like, they're like 45 minutes or something like that. Or maybe a little bit longer.
You could just kind of use that.
Use that.
So you're going to go that faithful?
You would, no, you would just take a couple of missions and jam them together.
Yes, yeah.
And also add punch-ons, gunfights, so many quips.
Oh, yeah. And what about a dark backstory involving the Hood?
Well,
so that you can be like...
What is the Hood?
The Hood, I'm pretty sure, is just a terrorist organization.
Could it be maybe a long-lost sixth brother?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or maybe even an uncle?
Because I feel like you need... It's tricky to just have, this guy's the bad guy, he runs a bad terrorist organization. I think people want a little more than that.
Yeah.
So if he is, secretly a long-lost uncle, or he knows something about how their mother died, if that's a bit of a secret, and he's like, I'll never tell you, Thunder Boys.
Or maybe like, it's like, well, we're doing... Thunder Boys is great.
Yeah.
If they're maybe like the Hood's doing like, yes, but we need to push Earth to like this degree so then they actually... do something and they try.
Yeah.
If you're in the secret helping them, they'll never learn. We need to push them to the brink
then they'll
come together and save Earth and humanity.
Because what's the Hood's motivations traditionally? Is it just like blowing up stuff?
And are there aliens in this? And can there be aliens in this?
So there isn't aliens in the original series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just set in the future, no aliens. A lot of like traveling to space.
Yeah.
Or like there's. So human beings get caught. There's one episode I quite remember being very stressful, which is Thunderbird 3, which is a spacecraft, has to go save astronauts because they were meant to fire a probe into the sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But their ship is malfunctioning and they're just going to fly straight into the sun and die. And Thunderbird 3 has to do some kind of like wild maneuver to break their trajectory of the gravitational pull of the sun, I think.
Hmm.
A puppet, and because they get into the wards of the sun, let me tell you, those puppets are sweating up a storm.
Now, as maybe a nod to the sweaty puppets,
they'll be constantly
sweating.
Well, a lot of the episodes, I think that this is extra funny because the puppets get so sweaty. There's a lot of episodes where they're stuck in a situation where they are
sweaty.
It's just hot. Yeah, because there's another one where Lady Penelope and I think one of the Thunderbirds is stuck in like a bank vault and they're running out of air.
Oh my God.
They get sweaty.
Boy, that's so funny.
There's another one where a mole's digging underground
underground's hot.
it gets trapped so they get
Everybody's
sweaty.
Everybody's got to remain sweaty. That is true. To be true to the source material.
So when they last made a movie for Thunderbirds, they made it that the Hood had a personal vendetta against Jeff Tracy.
Yeah. I think you need that now. And another thing that I'm wondering, and maybe I don't know either way on this. Do audiences will
steal the Iron Man 2 motivation?
Okay,
Justin Hammer.
Will audiences because there's nothing heightened about the Thunderbirds. There's no, I don't mean like there's no superpowers, but there's no sci-fi element to this. There's no, you know what I mean?
I know
there's
exactly
no aliens. There's no like extra source.
Could you make it a little bit more? You're borrowing from the MCU. You're borrowing from Bad Boys, but also like from the Fast franchise.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, more like the modernish.
Fast
franchise. Because I reckon you could do something like that, and it's like and I reckon you get away with it. See, this is where I'm like,
because
I don't know the source. I'm like, get away from it being a family. Make it a found family.
Oh yeah. Could you do that?
I guess you could. I mean, like, there's the five brothers that have the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
But their collection, the International Rescue also has, like Lady Penelope, Parker, Brains.
True.
They accidentally take a kid into their base once.
That's very
Whoops.
Funny.
Yeah. And then that's a clip show episode.
And that kid is sweaty.
Yeah.
That kid's fucking stoked because they see Thunderbird 1 and they're like, that reminds me of that time Thunderbird 1 did this. Clips. My God, Thunderbird 2, that reminds me of the time it did this. Clips. And then by the time they get to Thunderbird 5, they're like, hey, kid, what the fuck?
Get out of here.
Okay. Because I'm thinking you could do like...
You don't call it Thunderbirds. I reckon you call it like... International Rescue's
International
too,
Rescue's a mouthy, too vague. Mouthy wordy.
Yeah, it's mouthing off.
Yeah.
Because I think Thunderbirds, if you're going like more like playful but not, like, you don't want it to be like campy, Thunderbirds I think is too much.
Or do you kind of lean in
and make a very sincere...
And also maybe not set it in the modern day.
Like what? Like you set it in like, say, like...
But it's 50s. Set in the future.
Oh. Well, then but give it a 50s or 60s aesthetic.
Like, kind of what Tomorrowland should have been?
Well, maybe. I've not seen Tomorrowland. Okay, but I wonder if that's a good selling point.
Well, when Thunderbirds came out, it was set 100 years in the future, which is now, like, 40 years for us.
Yeah.
Because, you could do that, like, that.
But
retro
if you do that aesthetic.
Because I think if you give people.
It's like Austin Powers aesthetic.
Yeah, it's a futuristic.
60s future.
I think a futuristic plane is maybe not enough of a selling point for people these days.
Yeah.
Make but if it you're shiny like, and bright.
But if you're like, the whole thing has a 60s aesthetic and it's a 60s future and you do a little bit of world building there too, where you're like, maybe it's an alternate history in some way. I think that's like enough to get people kind of.
Yeah, like sure. Like, you know, it's 2120, right?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the future. But it is like what. The 60s imagined the future was to be.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then the fun of it is like seeing modern technology through that 60s. Like, what part of the fun of it is modern technology through that 60s lens?
Now,
you
gotta make sure you upset some fans somehow.
Yes.
Actually,
this is too good. So
because pretty much what I'm doing here is just borrowing for what Mission Impossible did.
Yeah.
Where you make like a kind of gritty but sincere, but not gritty as in like, you're not making like a Zack Snyder movie, in like. This is serious. The characters have actual stakes. There's personality and stuff like that. They're sweaty, which is also a Mission Impossible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sweaty.
It's the first Mission Impossible. Fuck. Brian De Palma's like, all right, guys, I guess I'm just making the set as hot as possible, and you're going to be sweating up a storm.
All right, how do we rack it then?
So you're going to also do the Mission Impossible thing, which is a character that's always been good turns bad for no real reason.
Well, what if the Hood is now one of the five Thunder Boys?
What if Brains turns out to be making stuff for the Hood?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Make one of the Thunderbirds.
Kill one of the Tracy brothers.
Yeah, make one of, brothers one of the brothers.
And also make one of the brothers a sister, because that'll piss people.
Mm.
Yeah.
What if there are five sisters?
Do it! All-girl reboot of the Thunderbirds. Thunder Girls!
And if Tracy is their...
You've thwarted my plans again, you Thunder Girls!
And their first names are Tracy.
Tracy Thunder Girl, 1 to 5. Well, we racked it in a weird way. I was thinking... Mine's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DreamWorks movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animated or like CGI Herbie the Love Bug movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All Herbie talks now, because of course. And Herbie's.
Did the last Herbie make money? Let's see.
Probably not.
I reckon we might be due for a reboot. Yeah. You could actually be bang on.
I was like, it's like a modern.
Yeah. Modern day. Modern. But it is.
Beetle.
Yeah.
The old Beetle.
It is Herbie.
Oh, so it's the old style Beetle?
Yeah, the old style Beetle, and it is Herbie, because Herbie in all of Herbie's movies just turns up and then helps whatever main character with their problem. Uh-huh. It's just that this one is animated. It's a CGI movie. I mean, maybe we could be lucky enough to get some of that kind of fun, stylized animation we're getting at the moment, like with Spider-Verse and the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this one's very fluid, you know what I mean? Kind of like it's very, you know, thick, heavy lines, that kind of thing.
How do you do that with the main characters, a car?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, the car. I mean, there'll be a race; they got to win. We're not reinventing the wheel here with Herbie. The movie's just going to be called Herbie as well. Of course, nothing special.
Oh, you know. Herbie Fully Loaded was successful.
There you go.
It was made for $50 million and it made $150 million. Yeah. So it's not setting the world on fire, but that would have been like, yeah, okay,
absolutely. I think Herbie, a CGI DreamWorks movie called Herbie. Is a pretty safe bet.
Voiced by Josh Gad. Rogan? Josh Gad!
Yeah.
So I would say try and make maybe a bit of a nod to the original. No voice actor.
No voice actor for Herbie.
No.
Cheaper. Don't have to hire a voice actor.
You gotta put a voice actor for Herbie.
I think Herbie's gotta have a voice. And maybe there's gotta be a bad car too. Okay.
Oh, bring back, what's his name?
The evil car from that Herbie movie where the guy makes really, an evil car.
It's really hard to find, but it is on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's that Herbie one called?
I forget what it's called.
Oh, no, it's just called The Love Bug, but it's the 1997 one.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell's in it.
So we bring back the evil Herbie. He can be the bad guy. Whatever. They both talk. One's voiced by Josh Gad. The other's voiced by, I don't fucking know.
The bad car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could be voiced by David Tennant. Why not?
American or like a Scottish accent?
No, doing a Scottish accent, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And he's the bad car. And...
Are they still called Horrence the Hate Bug?
Yes. But when we make that joke, when he says his name, the main character, the human one, is like, that's a stupid name.
Or like, is it like his name's Horrence? He's like, yeah, Horrence, the hate bug.
Yeah. I think we got to be more cynical. I think we need to draw attention to it. Like we're saying, that's a dumbass name. We could even say Herbie's a dumb name in the movie. Yeah, I'm Herbie, the love bug. That's stupid.
Because you could be like Herbie, like Herbert, yeah. Like my granddad.
And then Josh Gad's like, no, like Herbie. You piece of shit.
Kick the wheel. I hate my fucking car. First DreamWorks animated film where they say fuck.
Yeah.
Are you going to sort of maybe see Crib say from like some of the Bumblebee Transformer stuff where it's like, oh, you know, they're just getting a car from like a car yard.
I think
it's like,
so.
You got to get a safe old car.
Yeah.
Nothing says no. safe. Like a Beetle.
Like a VW Beetle from the 60s.
You're going to hit this with a truck and you'd be fine.
Well, maybe that's the bit. Maybe because, you know, you make an animated movie these days, it needs to have quite, like, an emotional core.
You have the kid, be at school, got their driver's license, but they're poor as shit. Yeah. Everyone's like, you don't have a car.
Exactly.
You stink.
Everybody else has a cool car, and their dad's like, hey, we've pulled their money together.
And all we can get is this.
Or maybe you have a sad scene where the dad's chatting to, like, his
Which
brother.
Which actually could be exactly how the Perfect. One with Lindsay
Perfect.
Lohan.
Perfect. Do it again. He's chatting to his brother, the main character's dad, who I think is a spunky girl. And the dad's like, I want to get her a nice car, but I just don't have the money. And he's like, well, I got an old bunch of rusting cars we could do up together. And then, hey, it's Herbie.
Yeah,
and also Herbie maybe represents basically the relationship she has with her father. And in the end, she's like, hey, Dad, thanks for Herbie. And Herbie's like, whatever, I'm out of here. I'm a car. And he drives away to help out some other kid, you know? Chuck a talking squirrel in it, you got a fucking $1 million in the bank.
Yeah, maybe an ape as a co-driver.
Because you can only put apes as characters in movies these days if they are CGI.
So. Yeah.
You can't do real apes anymore, they won't let you.
Yeah. Remember what they took from you.
Yeah.
In movies, you're not allowed real guns on set anymore or real apes.
Yeah.
What Remember the fuck? What's even... Well, just looking at fucking Dunstan checks in.
Yeah,
they took this from me.
They took this from me. Now I'm chatting to a guy in a
God
green suit. He's crouching.
Movies
well,
used
I miss
to have,
my ape.
Movies used to have apes in them. Now they just got tennis balls on sticks. We used to be a country. We used to make steel. What happened?
I'm going on strike again. Going on strike not to support SAG-AFTRA,
no,
but because
we want monkey.
Put apes back in films. What? They won't let you.
We used to make steel.
Films.
If it was good enough for a president, it should be good enough for me.
Getting angry at Jordan Peele. You did this. Your movie.
You're part of the problem.
I didn't.
You said no. I said yes. Yes to ape.
Put ape back in movie.
Put ape back in movie.
So we'll have an ape in this movie.
Yeah,
real
it's
ape.
An animated movie with a real ape. Because. You when you're making it, you're like, well, if
as
having
a stand we took
as no like so apes clearly bad to work around people,
but ape on its own
if it's by itself, then that's fine.
That's scary for the ape because you are doing the reverse of what people get, where you have a bunch of tennis balls on sticks,
and the apes just
jabbing the ape with.
Like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, except instead of Bob Hoskins, it's just a gorilla.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's an innovative way of filming. I found we just like put an ape in a green like room.
Yeah.
And just let the ape go ham.
Yeah,
and we built our story around that.
We just put the ape in the background of a bunch of shots. He's a real ape. He's the only one credited in the credits of that movie.
Can't wait to see the new film, Herbie Sparring Ape.
How much money do you think I'm making with Herbie starring Ape?
Yeah, this you're going to change cinema.
I'm bringing cinema back, baby.
This is going to be the sound of freedom again. People will be like, watching this movie is helping get apes jobs. Pay it forward. Book out a whole cinema. Yeah.
Gotta watch this ape film.
Gotta see Herbie Ape. Dude.
Dude, it's the movie America didn't want you to see. Hollywood's trying to hide it from you.
We start a whole like campaign. It's like, not only can you pay it forward to get other people watching this, but you can pay it forward to buy apes cars.
Buy apes
Putting
movie
an
tickets.
Ape in a car is me in the actor's circle or whatever. Putting an ape behind the wheel is my main dream as a filmmaker. They wouldn't let me do it, so I had to CGI the ape in, but One day, a man can dream.
Mm.
I will be killed by an ape driving a car. That's a sort of guarantee there, I think.
Oh, no!
My own hubris killed by an ape. Well, yeah, I think we've pitched three
perfect reboots.
Really good reboots.
Yeah, we understand Hollywood. We've done this podcast long enough to know how it works.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
We've been clever goddamn
exists. Yeah.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the best boys.
Sure have.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.